This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side, we so fly. She's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side, we so fly. She's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. She give me a.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. It's your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And this week, yo, I had a guest scheduled to come on tonight. But my guest got in a little fender bender, you know what I'm saying? She sent me the videos and stuff like that. And, you know, so right now we're looking at some time frame where we're going to have to reschedule her to have her come on. Right. So the good thing is that she's good. She's safe. It looked like somebody ran into her. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying? I'm thankful that she's good and she's alive, because it could have been a whole nother story. Right. Because then who would have thought to reach out to me if it would have been anything worse? Right. To a podcast. Right. So thankful that she did. And she's good. She's OK. And yeah, we're going to schedule her back on. And so we could get that conversation out, you know. So blessings to her and everything that she's going through right now. And hopefully everything is going to work out. Everything will work out. And we'll get her back on the show, y'all. So don't worry about that. All right. But with that being said, being that she's not coming on, that gives us the opportunity to do a little bit of talking. Now, listen, y'all, I want to be real. I want y'all to come on tonight. I need some crowd participation, all right? But before we get into that, I'm going to do like I do each and every week. Thank all the people who download the audio version of this platform. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. Please continue to download the audio version. Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your audio versions of podcasts at, we are there. And I thank y'all so much for, you know, rocking out with your boy and helping your boy move through this algorithm. All right. So thank y'all so much, man. Continue to support your boy. I'm going to continue to try to pull out quality content. Not try. I'm going to continue to put out quality content. So if you continue to rock with me, I make sure I got you. All right. So thank you to all the people that download the audio version of this platform. And if you are a podcaster or you got content out there and you want to understand how to become a publisher, right, then you got to get your audio version out there. So I do have a link in the description that you could click on, right? Click on that link in the description. And if you have a platform, you could go ahead and you could start distributing your audio version of your platform, and we could get that going, all right? So click the link. RSS feed is in the description if you guys feel a need to get this out. Like I'm saying, if you got a podcast or a platform, the audio version is the way to go, because that's what podcasting is about, all right? So it's there for you guys if you want to check it out. Other than that, before we get into tonight's show, because listen, I need y'all to join in with me for tonight, all right? So my guest is not coming on. Like I said, she had a fender bender, but it's all love. We're going to talk tonight. And what I need y'all to do is we want to talk a little bit about ICE, right? And I want to talk about it from a couple of different perspectives, okay? So I want y'all to hang in there. Let me get through my shout-outs real quick, and then we're going to get into that, all right? Because what I need y'all to do is to understand, we got to look at these things from a couple of different perspectives. And hopefully, just to those of y'all that's watching, we can have this conversation. I want y'all to know that the comments will be wide open. So if you don't mind joining the conversation with me tonight, putting your comments in there, we will show it on the screen and we will respond to the comments and we can comment back and forth like that. I bet. Because I want y'all to know, man, we got to have these conversations when these things happen, right? That's what we do. We get through it, right? So, look, shout out to all of y'all that's watching so far. If you are watching me on Facebook, please like the page. If you're watching me right now on YouTube, please subscribe. Please like the channel, right? If you're watching us on Twitch, do the same thing because that's what we got, right? All right, bet. So, thank you to everybody that's been pushing play on Kill No One Part 1. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Also pushing play on Kill No One Part 2. And it's also pushing play right now on the Stormed End series right now that's rolling. Thank y'all so much for all of y'all that be pushing play on the content. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. We really appreciate y'all. Right? Each and every week, I like to get up here and I like to thank people before I start my show because that's what it's about. Gratitude, right? I bet. All right, so for those of you guys that like to get to where you need to go without the alcohol, right, there's a brand out here that you guys should check out. It's called the Good Feels Infused Seltzer. They have a bunch of different flavors. What you could do is you could go on their website. It's the link is in the description. Click the link and use my code, right? Use the code RYE1. You can get a 20% discount. You go there on your own. They're only doing 10%, but if you rock with your boy, use code RYE1. You get a 20% discount on your order. So go check out the Good Feels brand. Link is in the description of this video. All right. So with that being said, with that being out the way, y'all, let's talk a little bit, y'all. Let's talk a little bit. Now, normally when I'm up here by myself, y'all know I have some videos, but right now I didn't want to because I was only seeing videos that was portrayed a certain way. And I think all of y'all have access. Everybody has access to look at those videos, right? So there's no need for me to regurgitate the same thing that people could go out there and look. Sometimes I like to show videos of things I don't really think people be paying attention to. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but at this particular point in time, man, you know, what's going on out there with ICE? If ICE is in your city, first of all, I want y'all to get in the comments with me. If you are in a city somewhere right now where ICE is at, where they're showing up, right, running down on people, however you want to look at it, you can put it in the comments real quick. Let me know if you're in the city. Let me know what city you at and all that. Because what I want to do is I want to talk about things that's been happening today. Now, see, you know, there's a lot of things to think about when it comes to this thing, right? It's like, yo, for those people that are here that, you know, they're just here. You know what I'm saying? I can't even say not supposed to be here because they got here some kind of way. And there's some people that have been here for a really long time and they still hadn't had the chance. I don't know what the reason may be. I don't know why they haven't did what they had to do to become a citizen to be here. Because a lot of people have been here for a long time and they've been making money and they've been paying taxes, but they haven't been investing, I guess, or getting immigration lawyers. I don't know if it's enough of them. But they haven't all been doing the right thing to become legal, right? So they could be here legally, right? And which is crazy because even during the last administration, when everything was a free-for-all, with people coming in here from all over the world, and they was just allowed to come in and they was getting benefits and all these other things, I don't understand at that particular point in time, being that everything was so lenient, that a lot of people didn't go for it then, didn't do everything or get the ball rolling then to try to become a citizen so they can avoid all of those different things. It just seemed like they set people up to be comfortable. They just say, yo, come over here, pay taxes, you know, taxation without representation. So they let people vote if they paying taxes. So a lot of these times, these people was voting for the people that they, you know, because they wanted these people to stay in power. And I'm thinking about it from this perspective right here. It looks like ICE is telling people where they're going and where they're going next. And even the day, down to the day, you know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, we're going to be here at this city at this time. You know what I mean? We coming through. We coming in. We running down on people. And the fact that the people who get those warnings and get those messages were still outside is bananas to me. Like, I understand if you ever wanted to call out, if you had PTO days or if you did not, yo, I understand. This was the perfect time for you to have to call out. You was going to have to sit this one out. You was going to, you know, I got to be careful with my words because then they'll think that I'm up here trying to aid and abet, you know, illegals, you know what I'm saying, giving them ideas and all that other shit. Because you'd be surprised at how they turn words around, like a lot of people do, just in regular life, having conversations with people. You know exactly what you're saying, and they know exactly what you're saying, but they'll turn that joint around and try to fit their narrative just so they don't have to be accountable. And right now, I just want to make sure that I'm saying things in a way where it don't get misconstrued, even though that still don't matter. People, somebody's still going to take it the wrong way. But basically what I'm saying to y'all is that, yo, today or whenever, when them Pat Cats say they showing up, you weren't supposed to be outside today, period. Unless you can be outside today. You know what I'm saying? And they say they're going to be here for a while, then, yo, you just was going to have to fall back for a while. And I get it. We all got a means to say to ourselves, we got to take care of our children or whoever that we have a responsibility for. I get that. And some people are on the day-to-day. I get that. But then in certain cultures is the only ones that they're showing. Remember, when all those illegals come over here, they wasn't just Spanish-speaking people, right? So the fact that they're not showing all the other people that are being rounded up and deported, they only showing the Latino people that are getting rounded up and being deported because they know it's a very, very high population of Spanish speakers here. And that's enough to drive emotion. And emotion is enough for them to enact laws. And you guys will get caught up in that emotion base. Next thing you know, yeah, man, we're going to vote for this and vote for that. And then while we think that's the main thing, and under that, they be sliding shit in. Just like now. Think about it. They open the government back up. They open the government back up. Now, all this time that hemp has been legal, right? They've been making all this money off of hemp, off of licensing, off of growing, all these things that these people have been making all this money off. And then, pardon me, y'all, it had to be cash because of the banks, right? The banks, they weren't allowed to put their money in the bank. So a lot of these places had cash on deck. They was paying their employees in cash and everything like that because they couldn't put their money in the bank. Well, here's the thing. Everybody was happy that the government was open back up, but then they slid in there how they was talking about they was going to reclassify hemp now to remake it illegal again. After they done put this whole infrastructure in, I'm talking about a $32 billion a year industry, they're giving back to the streets, giving back to the cartel. So here's my thing. We're going to talk about ICE a little bit more, but if the goal is to get out the criminals and get out the people who they feel like was over here to cause people harm and do all these other things, and then even just get people out of here that's not supposed to be here. We get that. But this whole thing about the drugs, the fentanyl, the trafficking, and all these things, you guys are tying to these people that you're saying is sneaking people across here. So you gonna tell me that before you made hemp legal, people who was using hemp was still using it. They were still out there. People who smoke are still going to smoke. That, none of that stuff is going to change. The only thing that's going to change is now is no type of testing and stuff now. Because you got to remember so many things that you just getting off the street based on certain people outside of weed. And then even then, when it is that, you got to remember it's in certain places because, you know, they lacing stuff with fentanyl, right? And fentanyl has a high mortality rate where, you know, you die, yo. It's not something that you continue. I know people who've been crackheads for like 30 years. They've been crackheads for 30 years. They ain't gonna never die until it's time. But people who on fentanyl, they be on fentanyl for like a couple of weeks maybe. And it's a dub for them. So you got to remember these people out here, they trying to make things even stronger to make people more addicted so people will want to spend more of their money. But you mean to tell me you're going to take hemp, reclassify it, make it illegal so you're going to put it back on the street level when people were able to go to all of these different places and places that were safe because it was tested. And that means that if anything wasn't right and it was foul, we have a place to trace it back, because not only do you have a place to trace it back, you have a brand to trace it back to. And you even got the bud itself, the flower itself to chase it back to. They're going to give that back to the streets? You mean to tell me you're going to give that back to the cartel? Or whoever y'all talking about is out here running all the illegal drugs and stuff that's coming through, you're going to give it back to them? Like, yo, and I understand there's a lot of street-level dealers that used to be, you know, be able to really make a good living off of having, you know what I'm saying, that on the side versus, you know, people being able to just go to a dispensary in places where it's recreational. But just think about that, yo. Think about how much. $32 billion is the industry just based on the people who go there. All people still getting what they getting from other places outside of dispensaries and stuff, because a lot of people don't trust that either, because they feel like the government is in control of certain things, and they, you know, they make these growers and stuff add certain chemicals to certain things to make people feel certain ways. They think that in order for them to get licensing, in order for them. So that's the word out here. So a lot of times when people do go to these places and they go into the dispensaries, you just never know either, versus people you know that are growing. You know what I'm saying? Because even the growers, they'll tell you, like, yo, this right here, this going over here. You don't want that. This over here, you know, they'll tell you, because they understand it's a science to being able to grow a real fly fire batch of herb, like without having to do other things to try to force people another way, right? To mess with people another way, you know? These people that really believe in that, like scientists, yo, they really believe in what they do, yo. I'm just saying. But no, real talk, y'all. If it's really this war or this thing that they're really trying to do to get rid of things, it don't really look like it. It look like it's totally counterproductive. Because like I said, there shouldn't have been nobody outside today. Not in certain cities. Like in certain cities today, they was like, yo, we gonna be in. They was like, yo, last week or a couple days ago, yo, we gonna be around y'all way. Yo. Because we got sympathy for y'all. And that's another thing. We got a lot, I've seen a lot of videos out here where, you know, Latino people are talking about, where's the black people? Why they not stepping up? Why they not, you know what I'm saying, you know, helping us protest and do all these things, because we do the things that they, and they're still insulting us at the same time. And that's why I say this is a weird space to be in, because, you know, as a race of people who've been through everything that we've been through, we the most empathetic and sympathetic group of people to everybody else other than ourselves. We hurt each other quicker than anybody else. We're sympathetic to everybody else. But the same thing that ICE is doing to everybody right now that they even look or suspect that may be Latino or may be Asian and illegal or maybe, you know, like from Somalia or one of these other countries, because you got to remember, y'all, when it comes down to the illegals that came over here, it wasn't just Spanish speakers, y'all. These people was from a bunch of different places, a bunch of different places that they say don't like over here. Which is foul, because they keep blaming the people that live over here. It's like, yo, when people go to war, like those countries that they go to war at, they wind up talking about, we hate America. So they come over here, they want to do stuff to people who live in America. Like the people in America make the decisions on what the government really be out there doing and all these other things that they feel like is foul to them. We don't, listen, we be trying to tell people everywhere, right? If y'all tap into our news, they treat us foul. So why would y'all expect us to think that we feel like we don't know that y'all might be getting treated foul too? So we understand that, but to take it out on us is take it out on the people instead of really making sure y'all hit the people who really making these decisions. Because at the end of the day, y'all, let's think about it. Everybody, y'all really think about this, y'all. If we continue down this path of being able to be controlled by our emotions, they're going to slide things in that's going to put all of us in a predicament where we're all going to have to need each other. Because right now, I get it. When I said this a few seconds ago about the Latinos asking the black people or whatever, why they not jumping in? And I'm saying to y'all, everything that they doing to y'all, the stuff that they did to black people, just being here, not illegally, just being here. Just being here. Like, in spite of what the history is, right? In spite of all the things that you had to do and had to endure, and, you know, Jim Crow, segregation, I mean, lynching, all of these different things that people want you to forget. They want you to forget because it's not happening to you. Although, they just keep finding young black men being hung all over the place, man. They just found another young man that was hung in Wisconsin, right? So, it's still happening in places here, to a place of a group of people who invited people here, and they turned on, like, yo, it's just so much. And Thanksgiving is coming up, and we, people celebrate Thanksgiving, right? They love to celebrate Thanksgiving, you know? They got all the people out here with the EBTs that's making a big deal about Thanksgiving because they Thanksgiving is going to be a little bit different this year, it seems like, right? So everybody's talking about that. But very seldom do people talk about what happened and what the history of Thanksgiving is, and how that was a whole setup. How, man, you get a bunch of people, they come in and infiltrate you, they teach them your ways and teach them how to survive around your way, and they study you and then off you. Like, we celebrate it every year. And I know a lot of us, we have turned that into just, you know, we get with family and we're going to eat and all that, and which is still fly, right? Because a lot of people get the day off work because, you know, our life is set up around bills and shit. So anytime that we could get a day off, and if that's the reason, that's what we're going to do, right? But damn, y'all, I think about so many things that we just assist with. Like, it's like we're assisting. You got Apple now going on with this digital ID portion and stuff with their phones and stuff like that. And then certain countries are issuing certain portions of it in. And you guys don't see the setup in the play. And I think that's what makes this whole thing difficult, man. Being on this side of the platform, right? You know, being on this side of the microphone. It's because it's a lot of things out here that's sensationalized. It's a lot of things that we could do for clickbait. And very few people want to have real conversations about shit like this. But there have been a lot of people affected emotionally today because of the way that ICE agents just been wilding, yo. Like, you know, just breaking people property and, you know, the people that are citizens, like, yo, like, it should be a simple way for them to figure out if a person is a citizen or not without them having to, you know, just automatically just be in that bag or just being angry and being disgusting and tearing up people's property and then not being responsible. Like, I think people, like, all these law enforcement, man, when it comes down to the citizens, man, you owe the citizens a right to serve and protect. It don't matter at what level, whether you're an ICE agent or a regular police officer. Look, man. And I ain't saying regular police officer, like, your job ain't hard as a police officer, but damn, yo, it should be something in line to protect the citizens. Like, yo, you shouldn't just be foul. You can't just disrespect people and just brutalize they shit, vandalize their property, and then don't be responsible for it. Because if that stuff came out your check for every ICE agent that's breaking somebody's window and all this other shit because you feel like it, like, yo, if that shit came out y'all check, y'all would think twice. That's why I think a lot of times when people do stuff, like, if it affect them personally, they would do things a little bit differently. Because it's easy for them to figure out if a person, and if a person is resistant, then, yo, they're going to bust your shit, obviously. So I don't understand why people would resist in a vehicle. They're going to get, you might as well roll down a window or whatever, because they're going to bust your shit. So the fact that people are looking at these videos of them busting people's stuff and y'all, we getting upset about it, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because they vandalizing people's stuff. But it's like, yo, you got to understand. Like, they're going to bust your shit. So roll your window down. Like, I'm saying, like, when does it come to a point where we put our pride aside and we just be smart? It's not about bowing down at all. It's about where you are in life. Listen, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not here yet. You are in the present. And if you have children and all that other shit, you got responsibilities. It's certain ways that you got to humble yourself, because at the end of the day, you just never know when you're being tested. And even if you run across ICE and all these other things, a lot of times you are being tested. You got another level to go to. All of us got another level to go to. Think about it. How else are we going to be in tune to what is coming next so we can know how to avoid it? Y'all worried about them doing all this other shit, and ICE is doing all this stuff, and while everybody is you know, sitting over here and they upset about ICE and how ICE is ending out the year, right? Now, we going into the year because the budget to reopen the government only went to January 2026, y'all. That's only a couple of months. So listen, everything will be all right back in a couple of months. Now, what else is going to be negotiated in order for them to come to whatever agreement they need to come to after January? Because there's another thing. So what's going to be in play? That's the thing that y'all got to understand. So if y'all act on your emotions, that's going to allow them to be able to slide things in justifiably. Like, if they're going to put everybody on a digital system, a digital ID, you can't do this, you can't do that, digital world currency, if that's the case, it's only because you are going to let them. It's just like so many people right now that work for a company right now who know that everything is going up but their wages, but everybody is sitting at these desks every day complaining that that everything is going up but their wages. But the company is making profit. Y'all got to help me understand. If the company that you're working for is in the green, they're making profit every year, but everything is going up but y'all wages, then how come all of y'all is not working together to make sure that they can help match and help raise so you can meet at least whatever is going on with the inflation? Like, how can y'all just sit there each and every day at y'all desk and not work together? And this is not about having a union. It's not that at all. The point is that all these companies got competition. They all got competition, and they all do the same thing, just a different way. So remember, they look for talent. They love talent. They want you to come. They want you. If you, all you guys was to band together in any department, sometimes all it takes is one department or two. These critical departments in certain places, if they could get things done, it ain't about forcing nothing. It's about, yo, what's going on here? Why wouldn't you consider this anyway? Why would we have to go through this? And this is the reason why they have unions, the point, but the fact that they allow unions, it ain't all what that's caked up to be either, right? Because then you locked into some shit. Like, yo, it's a whole lot of things that go on whenever we give power or give our power to somebody else instead of collectively working together. We don't have to give our power to somebody in order for us to use our power. And if those things happen, it's because we allow it. Because if Apple is the first one to come do the digital ID, how come all of y'all ain't going to whatever store and trading in your Apple phone? Like, what is it about iPhone that's going to make you do that? And then somebody going to say, well, yo, then they're going to do it over in Android. Okay, back. Then they got the Google phone. And then if they keep going, remember, your boy Elon got a phone. So there's other people with phones. A lot of times we get caught up in the brand of something and they all work and do the same thing. It doesn't matter what the name is. You know, oh, my camera good. All right, well, so what? You could get an unlocked phone for the camera. If you want one of them phones, get an unlocked phone that ain't got all your information, your personal shit on it, and you can use the camera all day long and shake photos or whatever you want. You don't have to have the phone that you actually use it every day to make calls and communicate if that's the case. Like, all of y'all should be. Like, there's no way that you should just be allowing them to just do foul shit to you. And you're like, okay, yeah, I'm going to accept it. They say Facebook got this new thing coming up, right? Where, yo, they're going to be able to read your inbox messages no matter what. There's no option for you to turn that off or anything else. Now, how many people are going to get off Facebook? And that's the thing. People won't stick together. Oh, I monetize on Facebook. I make money on Facebook. And then that's how they get y'all. Because most of the time, that's all people focus on. When if you really content creating and you building, you should be on every major platform anyway, because they all monetize except LinkedIn. Instagram monetizes if you're on there. TikTok monetizes if you're on there. Fan base monetizes on you or if you're on there. And so does X. So if you want any of those other ones, they do the same thing. Especially if you want X, you can get on there. And if you want fan base, not only can you monetize off of subscriptions and stuff like that, you can also, you know, people could tip you what they call with loves, right? If they ever want to love your stuff, they could tip you. It add up. It's your money, like real tangible money. And I understand people do that on Facebook, right? I get that. It's a billion people on Facebook. But damn, it's still them same billion people is on YouTube. Them same billion people is on other things. So why can't all those same people migrate over to another platform? Nothing is holding anybody to something that they don't agree with. If it's something you don't agree with, nothing is making you stay there but you. Nothing is making you deal with nothing that you don't agree with but you. I don't understand why is it a thing where we're going to just allow people to do what they want to. Like, come on, y'all. If they find in these trillions of dollars in fraud and waste and all this other shit, if they got tariff revenue, if they was doing all that to people, fraud and wasting or waste, and it was fraud in the American people, then the money should go back to the American people. That's easy. They talk about they can't figure out who to give reparations to, but you can figure out who got a W-2. Everybody got a W-2. Everybody got a W-9. Like, yo, what's going on? Give them the money. If you're saying that they took from us and they did all that shit, then what's going on? Then give the money back. So everybody be talking about what they do, but instead of doing the right thing. And we don't need people to just do things. We need people to do the right thing, yo. Right? But at the end of the day, if they're not going to help nobody, we can help ourselves. They keep telling us, like, nobody's coming to save us. We're supposed to be able to save ourselves. We complaining about health care. They shut the whole government down over health care, yo. Over the fact of wanting to give people that ain't supposed to be here free health care off of the backs of the people who work every day. And they put the same people in jeopardy with these flights and travel and all this other stuff. Some people are caregivers of elderly people in their family, and they rely on flying back and forth in order to make certain businesses and certain things that happen. And they was delayed and canceled and couldn't get the people, all because they said that they wanted to give somebody else something for free. And all and what I hear is a whole bunch of people complaining instead of people saying, yo, if it's about healthcare, if it's about them saying, yo, so you could go to the doctor because you got medicine and all this other shit, versus everybody saying, I bet, let me figure out how I can get healthy. Let me get active. Let me figure out how to get healthy. Let me figure out what to eat. Let me figure out what type of minerals and vitamins I need. Let me get these things. Let me do that. Let me detox my body. Let me figure this. Let me do something for myself first. And before I worry about somebody else giving us something. That's the same thing with the SNAP benefits. Like, people was getting SNAP for so long. I don't understand how at some point y'all ain't come up with something. How many people, like, you see these women, right? Or whatever, because come on, y'all. All the SNAP was going to the women, so don't hate because I said that. Y'all see all these women that got all these SNAP benefits and shit, ain't none of them open a food truck? You mean to tell me four or five of y'all project chicks couldn't got together and open up a food truck or something like that to get a business going or whatever and get off the system? Y'all had an opportunity to be able to buy supplies and all that shit with EBT and then get yourselves off the system and keep moving? Y'all could have maxed out. Look about so many opportunities that are missed when people, because they just want somebody to give them something. Put you in a position. All you needed was a little while and then you don't file no more. Yo, y'all would have used that shit to really put y'all shit together. Got y'all a food truck. Got some, even if y'all started with plates before you got the food truck. Start with plates so we'll see if people like y'all food or whatever. But what I'm saying to you is that it's so many different things that could have been taking place. All these places don't have enough. Y'all keep thinking it's enough for everything. No, it's not enough restaurants. It's not that people don't food don't be good. It's a lot of people that be called, put soul food as the name of their joint or name of their cuisine, and they shit don't be good. They be out here selling tilapia. Like, man, I don't even respect the... Yo, you can't tell me you a soul food place and you selling tilapia. Like, you wildin'. No, you ain't no soul food place. Talking about, I got tilapia. Ooh, what type of fish you got? Yo, you got fish in the menu? Yeah, we got fish. I bet. What kind is it? Oh, it's tilapia. And what else? That's it? That's it? No, y'all ain't soul food. Yo. I don't care just because you got macaroni and cheese on your menu. That don't make you soul food. So trust me, y'all. It's a lot of people out here missing the ball just because they say they got it. It's a lot of different type of cuisine and infusions that's not around that need to be brought up. People going to eat every day. Don't ever think that it's enough restaurants. People eat every single day, more than one time a day. There's certain people out here who get them 3 square meals a day, yo. You can believe that. So what I'm saying is, like, look, whenever we got opportunities to level up, a lot of people don't. They take those opportunities to be lazy, they get comfortable, and they feel entitled. And that's why we're in this position. If you upset about the way that ICE is rolling through these towns and all our other stuff, whenever this stuff died down or however it moved and y'all got these people around, now will be the time for you to get with them and say, all right, bet. So this is how we can do this. If y'all supposed to be here, this is how, because I see that. Like, right? Like, yo, listen, a lot of people are upset, but they ain't sponsoring nobody to stay. That's what I'm talking about. So many people outraged about them deporting people, but none of them will go put they little, you know what I'm saying, they little info up to sponsor these people so they can stay or so they can, you know what I'm saying, get a little faster track to becoming a citizen. Right? I just see a bunch of people complaining in their feelings because they feel like something is wrong. It's the same thing. And I see a lot of women, y'all say that men, black women in general, y'all say that black men ain't protecting y'all. But you know what ICE is doing to people? They've been doing to black men for the longest. And y'all ain't never yell and scream and yell for us when it was just happening to us, just to be happening to us because it's just who we are, just because of what we look like, not because we've been somewhere illegally. Remember, some of the people out here who names people call out each and every year in memory of because something was done to them foul were people who ain't have no criminal record or people who were just regular citizens who just happened to have something happen to them because they look like me. And that's what we're talking about. Nobody was outraged about that. And it's like everybody wants to give everybody else their empathy and sympathy except for us. And that's why we last. That's why we first in everything else but us. We last to us. And that's what's foul. That's why I don't like being considered a color. As much as I hear so many different people, and I've said that on the platform before, and I've gotten feedback. A lot of people talking about, man, you disrespecting the culture, talking about you don't like to be called black. You don't know what the significance of black is and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, no, I know the significance of what being called a color is. And I also know that if I'm going to write on a test, if I was on a test, if somebody wrote down black, it would be wrong. I'm brown as you could say. So at the end of the day, everybody is not the same just because they share melanin. And they're not the same. We ain't all come, and this is just my belief. I'm not saying that it's not other people that don't believe it or not, but that's cool. But I personally just don't believe that we all came over here on those ships. Now, I believe that up and down this East Coast, that people were transported up and down this East Coast on ships. But I don't believe that we just came from Africa. All these people over here in America, just black people, so to speak, just came over here on some ships. Because I'm telling y'all, I don't care. Somebody, look, these people who have oppressed all of the people of the world, they have been capitalists since the beginning. They will never miss an opportunity to make a dollar. It'll make a dollar off of you. If there was real slave ships like that, do you know how many slave ships it would have taken to get this many people over here? Millions of people that we're claiming that came over here on ships. You know how many of them ships it would have taken? And y'all mean to tell me ain't none of them around nowhere in nobody's museum? Some guy gonna get on my joints and say, nah, they ain't gonna have him. They couldn't clean him out. It smelled like death. It did that. I'm saying, listen, if that shit, if you telling me that the millions of people that they took from Africa, they've made all this journey back and forth over here to sell people like that, all them ships only made one trip. So these ships had to have made more than one trip. So I'm sure at some point they was cleaning these ships out in between putting on cargo and taking it off. And even if y'all wanting y'all, I'm saying that's cool. They got people who got these World War whatever ships that was made out of all kind of old pipes and all other kind of shit. They got those cleaned up for you to walk through and be like, oh man, ah, and all that. So what you talking about? Yo, the Titanic is one of the most famous ships that they talk about, but you see the front of that at least. They don't ever show the whole shit. Like, the whole shit ain't together down there. But anytime they want to show you what the Titanic looked like and the Titanic itself, it's still under the water. So you mean to tell me they ain't got no slave ships, y'all bugging? So look, that's just my personal opinion. I'm saying, you know, if you feel that way or not, that's understandable. If you think we all came over here for some ships, okay, all right, bet. If you're a so-called African-American and you believe that you came over here from Africa, then fine. That's not my place to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with nobody about that because I don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? And then what makes that different? Say you're African American. I don't. Then if that's the case, we would have been called that from the beginning. We wouldn't have had five different identity changes if we were that. We would have been that from the beginning. Anybody else that come from somewhere been that from the beginning? Hadn't they? Like, name any other culture that didn't come from somewhere and they wasn't that when they came. Name it. They wasn't that. You mean to tell me anybody, they talk about how the Chinese was over here as indentured servants building the railroads. Okay, did they come over here as Chinese people? What did they come over here as then? Because you can't tell me that. So you mean to tell me for us, they called us nigger, Negroes, coloreds, blacks, and then African American after Jesse Jackson going to sit up here and call us that dumb shit? They wrote that in the book. This the automatically just call us African American. Like, you know what I'm saying? And they keep talking about Egypt and all that other stuff and this, that, and the third, and all these pyramids when we got just as many pyramids over here. Yo, it's crazy that we are living in a place where we just allowing somebody to just tell us what to do, tell us how to think, and at the same time playing with our emotions like that, and we just fall for it every single time. We allow them to use propaganda to get us gassed up. They take one or two incidences and they spread them all through all the different type of news stations. News stations be showing the same clips, right? Because we live in the city that we live in, they show it on the local news here, but y'all don't live in Nashville. They showing it on the local news in Nashville. They showing it on the local news, the same videos. They recycling the videos, the same videos, same thing like what happened when it was during the pandemic, wasn't it? They was using scenes from movies. They was showing y'all movie scenes as news clippings to make people really think that they was really out here about to die for breathing. Like, nobody can be nowhere near you. And this is crazy. You like literally think that they have people living in that much fear. That much fear. And they doing the same thing to everybody right now. And then next thing you know, they'll be setting up all these different things. And then now, okay, so getting everybody out. Now we got to make sure we know where everybody is. We're going to give everybody a digital ID. No. No. Y'all should be all really in a position to be like, no. Like, what you mean? What company is going to force you to say if you can't use this, if you don't get a digital ID? I bet. Then they ain't going to go. Like, what airline is going to say, yo, listen, y'all going to get a digital ID, you can't fly. So what? Then we not flying. Like, yo, people got to understand, like, yo, at some point in time, yo, we just can't be settling for the luxury of life by allowing somebody to just keep sticking us, like, and not even, you know what I'm saying, with no regard. Like, yo, whatever. Like, yo, it's more of us than them, and we just keep acting like it's not. Like, yo, somebody go say they're going to take something. Why? Because you want to eat. And that's where working together comes in at, because nobody should be worried about food. You know, people throw away more food every day. then they consume. And we sitting up here worried about the next day. It's because you don't work together. That's why your neighbors and the people next door to you, nobody should have leftovers and nobody should have to throw away food. If somebody out here, if you work together, if y'all did, it would never be a waste for food. And nobody would have to worry about food. For people that think they ain't getting no SNAP benefits, or people go, oh, I'm going to be hungry. You shouldn't be. You wouldn't have to be if you work together. No? People can't trust people. But they'll trust their job. They'll trust somebody that they know don't care about them. They'll get up and trust them every day, but they don't trust the people around them. It's crazy to me. Some of y'all got more respect for a person that don't give a damn about you, that'll replace you in a heartbeat. Some of y'all got more respect for the person you report to at your jobs, and they don't even sign your check. Those are the people you just report to. You got more respect for them than the people in your own house, the people who will die for you. You got more respect for the people who you report to than you do them. And that's why it's foul. Because we have labeled ourselves to nothing but a bill. And that's all we are as a group of people, is a bill. We a bill to other people and we a bill to ourselves. That's the motivation for everything that we got going on, is a bill. There are people accepting things in life right now that they don't want to do, they don't have to do, because of a bill. And I get it. It's so many people talking about, yo, sometimes you got to put your pride aside and do what you have to do. And I understand that too. So that's why there's no need for me to judge. I can't judge people for the decisions they make. But I will say this for those of you that complain. Like, if you open your mouth to complain, then you open yourself for a place of judgment, because you shouldn't be complaining. If that's your vibe, if you really sitting up here saying, look, my bills are important, this is why I do that, then boom, you should not complain about your life. You shouldn't be complaining about your job. You should be happy and content with everything that's going on in your life if that's the case. But if you complain and you don't like it and you hate your job and you hate your routine and your life is this and your life is that and you wish it was this and you wish it was that, if that's how you move it, then damn, then to me it sounds like you in a space of you need to change it. That's what it sounds like to me. And if you say to yourself that you can't change it, then that's foul, because other people have. Name a person who didn't change their life. Like, there's a person right now that you idolize that had to put in work to change their life. Everybody didn't have it easy. I don't care. There's some of y'all right now who love Beyonce and love all these other people. They didn't have it easy to get to who they are for people to love them. They didn't. And then you got to think about it. Beyonce and them got dropped from their label when they first came out. So trust me, people go through so many different disappointments. Look about Michael Jordan's story. Look how he got cut from his basketball team, only to come back the following year and then be who he is. After he got cut, which means that somebody said he wasn't good enough to be on the team, and then he come back to be the greatest of all time. Like, come on, y'all. It's out here, y'all. It's going to happen, right? You go, but I'm going to be real with y'all, man. Like, with this stuff that's going on out here with ICE, with the government and all everything else, what I'm telling y'all, if y'all don't hear nothing else that I said tonight, I'm saying to y'all, listen, it is a psyop. It's a play. They setting you up. They setting you up for a whole lot of other things around the back. And I'm saying, whoever they is, because it's not just one person or one group of people. It's a group of people that been working together since been working together. And the only thing that allowed them to do that is because they've been able to do it behind putting people in a position where they feel like they're in need. Think about it. Most people feel like control comes from a place of being in need. Look at how many people put themselves in a position of being mean. Now, I mean this in a metaphorical way, but think about when it comes to the relationship between a pimp and his hoe, right? The pimp never gives the money herself, the woman. He never gives the woman the money himself. He supplied a lifestyle. He buy the clothes. He pay for the crib. He buy the food. He give her shoes. Everything he get, he buy her. She got the life of luxury, but she put in the work to bring that back. She go out there. She use her body. She get the money. She bring it back. He create the lifestyle for her and himself. That's a mindset. Think about that, y'all. That's a mindset. That's the same thing that they do to us with a bill. And of course, so many people are going to say, yo, Rob, whatever, you're going to have bills are inevitable. I understand that. That's the point. You want to pay for what you want, right? You should be able to, like, if it's something that you want, you should be able to pay for. So I'm not saying that you're going to live your life bill less, but you're not going to tell me that you can't live your life taxless. Like, there's a way. Right. And what I also understand, too, when it comes down to it, is that a lot of people, a lot of times they use assets to you know, fund their lifestyle versus trading time for money. And then somebody will tell me in a heartbeat, like, Rob, yo, listen, everybody can't do that. And I don't understand why, because for everybody who say they can't do that, there's a person who is doing it all for you. Don't you pay rent? Think about this. Are you saying that you can't own a couple of properties? How many properties have you lived in? Name, for you that's watching right now, if you ever been a renter, how many places have you rented before? Don't worry. Come on, tell me. How many places have you rented before? Huh? How many places have you rented before? And every place you rented, didn't you rent a place from a different person? Or was it always the same person? Like, let's be real. No, it's not. So there you go. So you gotta be real with yourself. Even if it was different apartments, you went to different apartment complexes. Did the same group of people, or was it the same management company? Was it the same group of people? Was it a sister company? Whatever. What was it? Was it or was it not? Most people are saying yes. Yeah. Some people are saying no. No. Every apartment I lived in, it was different owners. Right. Same thing. If you lived in a house, unless it was the same person that rented all the houses to you, it was a different person that owned the different residence that you rented. You could have been one of them people that somebody rent from the same way. So there's no such thing as, no, it can't happen. And no, I don't think so. And everybody can't do it. Yes, everybody can. It's everybody can. Think about it. You're doing it. You're paying rent right now. So why can't somebody pay you rent? Like, what's the difference? You got something somebody want, they're going to pay for it. And you could try, you know what I'm saying? So like, yo, like, the mindset that we put ourselves in, we tell ourselves no before the world tell us no now. We the inventors of everything dope. Yet we still walk around here as a group of people telling ourselves no. I hope at some point, y'all, we get it together. I hope at some point that we understand the message that's coming from the messengers. You know, because God going to send you the messengers. It's not going to always come from church. I get it. People go to church directly just to hear a word, just to hear a message. A lot of times, God messengers are not in church. God's going to send the people to hear so you can hear it the way you need to hear it, the way it need to sink in your system, the way it need to beat down in your soul. You're not going to hear that in every way you go. And then a lot of times we don't need to always tie things back to religion, because look, let's be real. God is everything. God is all over. God is universe. God is not in a building. Even if he's in a building, he's not in that building. You get what I'm saying? So we all got access to God. We all connected to him. And that's the one thing about all this shit, from the ICE agent to the illegal, to the legal, to the person going through it, to the person that's empathizing, to the person that's sympathizing. That's one thing that we all got in common, the fact that we all human. And listen, I know there's a lot of people who are not human that look human. We know that too. But at some point, y'all, we all share the same consciousness at some point. We all breathe in the same air at some point, even the people who are not like us, right? Literally. Because we believe that too. We know it's out there. It ain't enough imagination in the world for Hollywood to make up all these characters for them not to be real in some aspect. So look, man, we're not going to put nothing past nobody. What I want all of y'all to do is that I wish all of y'all, man, really, really, really take it easy out here. Pay attention, right? Don't get caught up in your emotions. Don't let them propagandize y'all with all the little clips of the violence and shit like that, because they're going to show you that back to back to make you mad, not knowing that it'd be a lot of shit going on. Sometimes they don't show y'all what happens before these ICE agents jump out the window and start smashing shit, right? They don't ever show y'all the disrespect. And if a person wants to be here, the last thing they should be is disrespectful to the people who can make a break while you're here or not, right? But anyway, listen, y'all, I enjoyed tonight's show. My guest, she did let me know that she made it safely back to her place. And we want to be thankful, like I said, to her that, of course, she didn't come on tonight, but we're going to reschedule her to come on. But she was in a fender bender, and it could have been a lot worse. The fact that she is good, she's okay, and it worked out that way is what the most important is. So we will get her on, all right? So no worries. We will get her on. She'll be able to run through some things because she got a powerful story. She has a lot to say, and she's about that life, right? When it comes down to this, she was looking forward to tonight's conversation, because the way that she spoke to me about the way that she views how I give it up is another reason why she was looking forward to this conversation, because she's one of them. She's dynamic. She's a speaker. So she was ready to have this conversation. So trust me, when we get her on, she's going to be ready to give it up, right? So what I need all of y'all to do that watch tonight, I want y'all to, you know, make sure that if y'all watching me on Facebook, y'all like it, y'all follow me, follow the page and all that. And yeah, man, next week we'll be back. Yo, we winding down though to the end of the year. Y'all know normally the first week of December, I kind of, after that show, in the first week of December, I kind of fall back into January and give myself a break, because like I said, I go all year. I don't miss a Tuesday. Every single Tuesday of the year, whenever I start in January, I'm here like clockwork. So I have to take some time to just, you know, decompress, not so, be so involved in the everyday, even though when I be taking those breaks, y'all, trust me, I be wanting to jump on like a mup. Listen, but I have to fight that urge, and I have to give more attention to other things, because it's not really based on a holiday at all. But for me, it's just based on giving myself that opportunity, right? And then being able to focus more on family during that time. Right. Because I owe it to family to be able to put myself in a position where, you know, I give them as much time as possible, because I got to get out here and get to it as well, too. So I need that time to be able to get to it. So whenever I do have the time, I make the time to make sure that I'm with family. And I owe it to them to, you know, even if it is just for a few hours, like I'll be on the podcast for just a couple of hours, but, you know, just giving them them hours back is important as well, too, right? Because it's still part of the present. So thank you all for watching tonight. Thank you all for jumping on, for those of you that did. Thank you for the one comment we did get. A lot of y'all didn't comment, even though I saw a lot of y'all jump on tonight. Appreciate you, bro. But yeah, and hopefully you guys continue to join the conversation. Y'all continue to rock with your boy each and every Tuesday. And we're going to keep giving it up, right? I want y'all to know that I'm going to always give up this information. We always going to have a reason to have a conversation. And that's what this is about. But again, in a couple of weeks, will be my last show for the season. And then we'll pick it right back up after New Year's in January. After my show in December, like I said, I'm going to start doing recaps for the rest of that time until I come back with season 4. And yeah, man, season 4, we're coming back. We have a new intro. We're going to have more things I'm adding to the platform. We're going to have my Did You Know segment I'm adding to the platform. I'm looking at a situation that I may have some hosts, because co-hosts rather, but I'm looking at it, right? Because a lot of times I don't need a guest. It's like we got certain things that we need to talk about, right? And so, yeah, I'm going to put that out there in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be looking for some hosts or a host. And yeah, man, we're going to get to it, man. We're going to work, though. It ain't going to just be somebody that's just showing up just to be on camera. We're going to get to work behind the scenes. We got, you know, we got merchandise, we got all other kind of things to take place. So we're gonna make it work. So it's not gonna just be just show up, right? So hopefully if a person that's watching right now that's listening to me that may have an interest in being a host or co-host on Spark a Conversation, if you know, we could chop it up, because you know, I'm gonna find the best fit and we're gonna run it up because it's already doing good on its own. So, you know, I do know I need some help. And what I'm saying to y'all is that I'm really realizing that that's what life is about. It's about working with and not working by. And I guess what I mean working with people and not working by yourself. You know what I'm saying? So we get more done and we get to the place faster together. So I'm looking for a host, a co-host, at least one. I may do two, but at least one, right? And yeah, preferably a female, so we could always battle up, not battle, but balance. Sheesh, not battle. Lord have mercy. Don't let me speak that into the atmosphere. No battles, but balance. Balance in certain conversations, because it ain't just definitely about relationship stuff, but you know, it's always good to have a female's perspective on certain things. So yeah, we gonna work it out. But other than that, y'all hold it down out there, man, all right? And be cool out there. Be safe for all of y'all that's stuck in ice. And remember, if you're not supposed to be here, this is your time to use your PTO days. Call out, lay low, because they come in and get you. You know what I'm saying? Like my man said a few years ago, how's your kids? How's your wife? Because they're snatching anybody up out here, all right? So be careful out here, everybody. Hold it down. Next week, I will be back. I think we got a guest scheduled for next week. If not, hopefully, you know, I'll make some shake either way it go. So, remember, y'all, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So, until next week, I'ma say peace. All right.